Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 409. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how. At the end of the program, be sure to mention whether you'd like an audio tape or a CD. It's absolutely free, including postage and handling. We appreciate those of you that keep the commandments of the Lord to not rob him. If you send tithes and offerings in, that is an actual commandment. If you don't, you're robbing God. And you're robbing yourself, because the Bible promises God's word, which cannot be broken, his promise, his covenant to you would be that he gives you 100-fold for everything you do for him. Amen? Yeah. So you're not going to lose anything if you're wanting to be blessed by the Lord. Well, that's one of the ways that you can be blessed by him. But if you're not born again of the Spirit, that won't do you any good anyway. We have singing. We have testimonies, and a strong message from God's Word. Prayerfully, you'll receive it, that you will profit from it. I'm profiting by giving it, because the Lord tells me to do that, and I'll be blessed, and therefore I do it, no matter how much resistance I receive from the world and the apostates, the false teachers and preachers. So, you know, I do this because woe be unto me if I don't do it. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint, to be the one that is the speaker through human flesh in this service. Father, you've always operated through human flesh in the New Covenant, the New Testament. That's why you came to the world in a man, in Jesus, so that you could speak through him. Jesus said the words that he speaks are not his own, but they are the Father's. And Lord, you want to wear us like suits. When you came into this world, you used the man Jesus as a suit to walk around. You dressed yourself in humanity. But yet it was the Holy Spirit that did all the work in Jesus, in the Apostle Paul, in the different disciples, and it's doing it in myself and anyone else that's keeping the commandments, that's walking with the suit, that it have become suits for God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to live in, which is Jesus. These three are one. Lord, I pray that you'll anoint this service, that it'll be only you that does the speaking. You use human tongues to talk through. You use human hearts and souls and spirits and minds to talk to, and you talk through us. Let it open the hearts, so let everyone open their hearts to receive your word, the unsaved and the saved, that they may be saved in the church, given more power, that they get an increase of faith. We've all been given the measure of faith, a measure of faith, the same measure, the measure of faith. And we are, by your command, if we want to continue on in you, we must increase that faith. So we ask it, Lord, in Jesus' name, and everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Now, praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that Jesus said, and he that taketh not his cross, that we have to take up the cross and follow the Lord, and follow after me, is not worthy of me. So you won't enter the kingdom of heaven. The way of the kingdom of heaven, we have to let Jesus come into us. And the first thing he tells us is, now, deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. That's in Matthew 10:38. And then in Luke 9:23, he says, and Jesus, this is him talking, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily, every day, and follow me. Also, this is in Matthew 16:24. And so we know that we have to take up the cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, or we're not going to get into the kingdom of heaven. Now, the book of Jude tells us of different false prophets and apostate people that would creep into the Christian churches unaware. And this is why it is not only the Roman Catholic cult that Satan dwells in, but Satan has come into all the apostate churches. And those that are really of the Lord, you see the apostate people creeping into the churches as well. And not only did the Apostle Peter, and first of all Jesus, the Apostle Peter, and then Jude, say quite a bit about these things. He also vividly describe the apostates or these false prophets in terms of their character and unconscionable activities. This you could see in many of the verses in the book of Jude, which is only one chapter, in verse 4, 8, 10, 16, and 18, and 19. But these are people that never take up the cross. The Lord said in the last days Satan would have a church and a government. That would be to further his success so far as destroying the church of God. The apostates, the people that don't receive the word of God, are actually the enemies of God. They are Satan. So Satan must have a church in order, he must get into a church in order to do his dirty work. And the church that he has will teach that Satan is God. Well, how does, I don't see in the scriptures where it says that he says that Satan is God. False doctrine is saying that the doctrine of the Word of God is false. The Word of God is God, so any false doctrine coming from people is Satan saying that he is God. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, in order to do this, he must be extremely careful to not be detected. He's very deceptive, very secretive, more cunning than he had before must be employed than ever before. No one must know that it is Satan's spirit that is coming from Satan himself in the air, and his church, and not only his church, but he's been creeping into the apostate churches, the ones that preach false doctrine. One of their false doctrines is that Christ is unconditional love to people. But he is not. It's not unconditional love that the Lord has. In other words, you may have committed the worst sins in the world. And if you come to him, he'll take them all away. But after that, you must take up the cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Or else you'll be one of the apostates in the Lord's many churches on earth. There's not too many, but there's a lot of them. And he will try to do everything in his power to make it Satan's church. It's the devil. And no one must find out that this church or these churches that he's gotten into is on the way to hell. So he goes in, as the Apostle Jude stated, with their unconscionable activities. This, I told you, that you could see in many of the verses in Jude. And we're going to talk about carrying the cross. Carrying the cross means that you keep all the commandments of the Lord. If you break one, you've broken them all, Jesus said. And anyone that teaches any other than that, any other doctrine other than that, is a person that is of Satan, that has infiltrated into your church. They've infiltrated into my church, and I've had to put them out of the church because the Lord says for us to vigorously resist them and to come against them and fight for the truth, to make sure. Like, for instance, we had some people come in. It was a lady the other day, very innocent-looking lady, and she had a stack full of these pamphlets that tell people of what the true Sabbath is. And this is the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Now, I believe in a lot of their doctrines. But the Bible tells us that we're not to judge anybody regarding certain days. Amen?
Amen?
So if you want to worship the Lord on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But the doctrine of the Lord really says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. In other words, Sabbath for your souls. That's not one day. The true believer's Sabbath is every day. And so the people in my church are certain people that really, they've crept in unawares, and they don't care whether Satan brings in false doctrine. And they allowed this woman to go and pass out this literature to everybody in the church. And then afterwards, they thought they gathered it all up and then sent it over to me. I just throw that kind of doctrine in the trash, because they're saying that it's demonic to worship the Lord on Sunday, or to Sabbath was the Jews is that when the sun goes down on Friday, that and then it that's the beginning of the Sabbath, and then on Saturday when the sun goes down, that's the end of the Sabbath. But now the true believer's Sabbath is, he wants us to rest from all of our work, to Sabbath from all our former works. Like, in other words, if we were a boxer beating people up and everything, or a basketball player, football player, all these different careers, or if you're working in the drugs field, you're to give that up and come and follow the Lord. If you're a tax collector, well, we're supposed to have jobs, well, not those kind of jobs, amen? Or if you're a prostitute or a homosexual prostitute, you're to give those things up and come unto the Lord. But the way that Satan is working now in the different churches all over the world, and we know the Roman Catholic cult is so out in the open and so obviously heretical, that people, you know not to believe in that. If you have any kind of sense, or if you've ever read the Bible, you'd know that. But he is in stealth, and his church, Satan's church, must appeal to governments. Now, this is the Roman Catholic cult is talking about the Bible. It must appeal to all the different governments of the world, politically and financially, in order to interest all worldly leaders and to cause them to be obedient to the Roman Catholic cult. Now, there's all different kinds of satanic seducing spirits in the world, and this one, the Roman Catholics love these people that are political. They're in the government. They love to belong to that cult because of their special interests, like the homosexuals. If they join up, well, then this big governmental, political, financial organization will come against anyone that comes against homosexuality. You understand?
Yes.
So these special interests, now when they have these worldly interests, these worldly leaders, and for obedience, If these worldly people are obedient to the Roman Catholic cult, the cult will give them temporary rewards. Okay, they'll give them a position in government, like president, king, queen. They'll give them titles and lots of money, favors are returned to those that belong to Satan's cult. And if they know that you're infiltrating true Christian churches, they'll reward you handsomely as well. They'll put you on television, and you can just get up there and pretend, you know, that you're worried about different people in true Christian churches. And they'll just mince on people that what they do is they're murdering hundreds of millions of people, and then the news media just focuses on one murder. One murder, and they're just going to throw the books at them. Well, what about these presidents and kings and governors and all these politicians and special interest groups that are murdering all these millions of people? These leaders that Satan will employ for this must be under the strictest of secrecy. And that's why it's so hard. But even though they know that they're wrong, if they read the Bible, they're still going to do it for money, title, power, and position. Under oath to obey without reservation every one of Satan's wishes. So those of us that are of the Lord, we have been called to take up the cross and follow the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And this is what the book of Jude and Peter and, well, of course, Jesus and all the different apostles and the prophets talk about, is they tell you, don't leave the cross. Don't use some other doctrine other than the doctrine of the Lord or any doxology other than Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Because only Jesus. Now, these different people that are apostate, they'll tell you, don't pray to Jesus. Don't pray to God. Pray to Mary. And, I mean, everybody, but for political reasons or for finances or position, so they can go home and tell their wife they scored, they braggadociously go home, hi, Mama, you know, I've been made the vice president of the United States of these here, United States of this here America. Well, we who are of the Lord, we have been told, take up the cross and follow me. Deny these kind of things. Deny money. Deny power. Deny title. Just be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's Jack Holcomb. To sing about it, he said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross. Everyone has to carry the cross. Deny yourself. And there's a cross for me. Amen? Amen. Okay, Jack Holcomb.
Resurrection day.
praise the Lord. Now, these politicians and these governmental agencies, they wouldn't be involved with this Antichrist government, Antichrist cult, or the media. All these are the different activities of Satan, or would they be involved in moving into or infiltrating into churches, men coming in unawares, as Jude puts it. If they knew this, that our old man, our old life, is crucified with Christ, that the body, that our body of sin might be destroyed, that the work that we did before would be destroyed. In other words, we now have come to Christ to rest from our old man, our old life, so that that part of our former existence is destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Anyone telling you that you can still sin and get into the kingdom of heaven is one of those people that have infiltrated the church. Anyone that tries to cause, that is causing the pastors in the church problems, they are those that have infiltrated into the church, and they have never crucified that old man of sin. They haven't gone to the cross with Jesus. Some have gone to the cross with Jesus, and then they just pull their hands and feet off the cross, and they jump back down on the earth, trampling the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ underfoot and putting him out to open shame because they said they were Christians, and now they're living a life of the Vatican, or those that have infiltrated the true churches of the Lord. And they're living the life of politicians, and they're those that teach we should infiltrate the government, that the, in other words, to say that the Word of God is not true. No, we have to live a life preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, or helping out in the gospel field. There's people that come into the gospel field to become, they're not preachers or teachers. They have been crucified, and they may have been printers for worldly different situations for other printers, but now they print the gospel literature. There are those that maybe delivered newspapers or delivered pornography or something, but now they deliver, hand deliver the pieces of literature that the pastors that God has given those of us that preach the gospel and teach it, and those that have been given the gift of being scribes of the Lord, that the body of sin might be destroyed. We cannot continue on in the world and our flesh be destroyed. We're just going on in our old sinful ways. Henceforth, we must not serve sin. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 and 24 is, but if we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews, it is a stumbling block to them. They don't want to hear about, you know, they want Christ to come back as the deliverer. I'm a Jew myself, and 144,000 of Jews are going to be saved in these last days, and many of them are already, including a lot of rabbis. But, you know, to preach the cross, here they thought Christ was kind of going to come back and give them a lavish lifestyle and rule the world and everybody would be happy. No, this is going to be happen the second coming of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
But the Lord had to come to the world and spill his blood to keep all the commandments in a human body so that he could show all of us that in human our human bodies we can keep the commandments. That is, if we come to the cross and we vow that we're going to die out to this world and sin and Satan and the lust, which everything in the world is lust, the Bible says. That's why God tells us, and Jesus tells us, love not the world. Because all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So saying, telling to the Jews that we have to be crucified with Christ, This to them is a stumbling block. In other words, it's hard for them to receive the truth of the gospel. And unto the Greeks who think that worldly wisdom is the main thing on the menu, unto the Greeks, the wisdom, the spiritual wisdom of the Lord is foolishness. But to us, to them which are called, both Jews and Gentiles, or Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Now, Christ, the reason that he's the power of God is because there's no other power than his, because he now has become the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, and there's no other power in the universe that can get you into the kingdom of heaven. And therefore, the Word of God says that Christ is the power of God. Only through him are you and I able to get into the kingdom of heaven. And Christ is the wisdom of God, because what other wisdom can get you into the kingdom of heaven other than Christ? So Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God to get into eternal life. Now, what else would power be and wisdom be more profitable for than other than to get you into the kingdom of heaven? Mm-hmm. In other words, there is no power or any wisdom other than Christ.
Amen.
Because bottom line is, there isn't anything that you do that you can do on this side of eternity but fear God and keep his commandments so you can enter heaven. Because the only other thing, and it's not an alternative, it's just that the only other place that you can live eternally is in hell and the lake of fire. Okay, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 states, this is the Apostle Paul speaking here, "For I determined not to know anything among you." I don't want to know anything in this world other than Christ Jesus and him crucified. There isn't anything to know.
Amen.
That's going to profit you at the judgment bar of God. "For I determined not to know anything among you save or other than Jesus Christ and him crucified." Because, yes, Jesus carried a cross, and we must also carry our cross as well. Amen?
Amen.
So there's a cross for everyone. Jesus isn't to carry the cross alone. He said he's the example. We have to come to the cross and then give ourselves unto him, our whole let him be the life in us, the eternal life, because nobody else has eternal life in them but Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So we must let eternal life enter into us, and therefore there's a price to pay. We must be crucified. It isn't that we're to live everyday life in enjoyment or anything. What's that slogan that she uses?
Enjoy everyday life.
Enjoy everyday life? My God, there's nothing like that in the Bible. So I would say that she's one that has infiltrated the airways, and you just see people rejoicing because it's such a wonderful thing to think that you don't have to carry a cross. Because the cross is very offensive to those that are lost. Amen?
Amen?
To the Jew and the Greek. It's a stumbling block. We don't want to do it. So anybody that preaches freedom of not carrying the cross and not crucifying and denying ourselves, why, they'll have the biggest congregations you ever saw. I don't admire people that have huge congregations because I can hear their message. That these are those that have infiltrated. They haven't subjected themselves unto the higher power. There's no power but of God. And it's obvious that they're preaching a doctrine different than God, so it has to be Satan. Amen?
Amen.
Got to be Satan. Now, Galatians 5:24 states, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh." In other words, they died out to their old life, and the affections and the lusts. if you're of the Lord, have you crucified the flesh by getting on the cross with Jesus and taking up your cross and denying yourself? No, you hate that doctrine, the true doctrine of the Lord. This is the doctrine that the world hates. It says that old rugged cross, so despised by worldly people. Are you one of those worldly people that despise this true doctrine from the Lord? And they that are of Christ have already crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. Amen?
Amen.
What lusts? The lusts of the world. Things that are of this world. Well, I just love to knock people's brains in, so I'll do it legitimately by becoming a professional boxer. Amen? I love to ice skate. I'm ice skating for you, Jesus. No, Jesus never ice skated, okay? Amen. So we have to follow him. Amen? Amen. Well, but I'll work in the mortuary. No, the Lord never worked in there. He's the preaching life, not death. Amen? Amen? So that's 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. For though Jesus was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. In other words, you say, well, Jesus is God. Yeah, but no, Jesus was a man that had God living in him. Jesus put on, or God put on Jesus. He put on a suit. Jesus was God's suit. And Jesus walked around in this suit, or these clothing. Amen. He was clothed. God was clothed with Jesus. And that's how Jesus was able to keep all the commandments, because it was God in him. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Well, I thought Jesus was the Son of God. He was. And you're a son of God, too, if you allow God to use your body as his suit. Amen?
Amen.
So let God suit himself up with you. Amen? That means that you can't live the same life that you did before. You have to go to the cross. You have to deny yourself. You have to take up the cross and follow the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I never planned on saying these things tonight. I've just asked the Lord to just do this. Isn't this wonderful?
Yes.
I think so. So yet Jesus lives by the power of God. This suit of God lives eternally because he allowed God to use this human body as his suit. God is invisible. He has to have a suit to walk around in, something that we can see. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is the power of God, that this human clay can not sin anymore. That only the power of God can prevent you from sinning anymore, and can give you, and the Word of God can motivate you not to do it, because you know the Word says if you don't keep the commandments, even if you break one, you're going to hell and to the lake of fire. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him. How? By the power of God toward you, in you. Amen?
Amen.
So we're all weak. The flesh is weak, but the Spirit of God is powerful. Amen?
Amen.
So it's not by power or might, human power or human might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Let my Spirit put you on. I want you to be my suit, so I can show myself with my power living in this human, your human body. I want you to be the continuation of Jesus in this world. Because when you will do that, he then calls you a son or a daughter of God. Amen?
Amen.
And then you'll cry out the Spirit in you, because God fuses, or Christ, and all one and the same, will fuse his Spirit with yours, and then you'll have the power to be led and to be called a son of God. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Paul's saying, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Well, I'm crucified with Christ. My flesh is, because I don't do what I did before. But nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. I don't do the things I do anymore. I'm not living it up like I did before. But Christ who is now the Holy Spirit, who is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, now Christ, the fullness of God, liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, if he gave himself for you and myself, shouldn't we let him use us for his suit?
Amen.
For his garment? Amen. So that we can have eternal life. It's for our benefit.
Amen.
You're not doing God any favor outside of the fact that he fashioned us in his image and likeness and image, so that he would not feel uncomfortable living in something that was not his image or his likeness, his image and likeness. Galatians 3:1, the Apostle Paul tells the Galatians, the church in Galatia, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? You've allowed this evil spirit to come into you. But you've all seen before your own eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. And now because you believe, you have the faith, you now can let God suit himself up with you, with your flesh. And why? Because you're not any longer looking for some position in life. You've become morto, dead to the things of this world. You don't care about any favors returned to you from the worldly government, the worldly cult, or the leaders that Satan will employ and try to engage you in employment. Satan is always looking to employ. He wants to use you as his suit. There's two spirits. The Lord has seven spirits, but the Lord wants to use you for his suit, his clothing, to walk around in this world and do his work. And Satan wants, he's the spirit also, and the evil spirit, the most evil in the universe. And he wants to hire you. He says, I'll give you the whole world. I'll give you position, power, money, you know, women, men, all the men you want. You see these women, I could be a prostitute and I can have all the men I want and be paid for it as well. This is Satan bidding for your soul. Now you say, well, you may gain a few bucks. Some I know get about 5 or 10 bucks, I've been told. And some, they get 1,000 a night. What is that? What if you gain the whole world and lost your soul? Amen?
Amen.
And so Satan has got you, he's wearing you for a suit. So Satan must keep this fact, though, as very confidential, the strictest of secrecy. That's why God calls this satanic cult in the world, its government, and its media, Mystery Babylon. Babylon was Babylon and Mystery Babylon are two different things. Mystery Babylon is the one world government led by the one world cult, one world church, and the media. And you have to be under oath to obey without reservation every one of Satan's wishes. If you don't, you're going to wind up with a bullet in your head like President Kennedy and several others, and many others. And so that's why the different countries that don't believe in Roman democracy, they bomb them. Either become Roman Catholic, become democracy, which Roman Catholicism started, or else we're going to bomb the daylights out of you. We're going to take everything you've got. We're going to make you a 10th world country or a 100th world country. Why? Because this is Satan's wishes. The leaders employed must never discredit Satan's cult or its one world government or revile the fact that every vile form of corruption on earth comes or stems from the root of all evil, Satan himself and his cult world government. That's his evil combine, his machine here on earth. To what does he do this for? To destroy your soul. He knows he's going to hell, and he wants to take you with him. Misery loves company, and he'd love you to be his company. Now, there's a lot of people that have infiltrated my church, and when I get onto it, they don't exist here. They don't live here anymore. I throw them out. The world must never see what goes on backstage, behind the scenes. They tell you a certain amount. You know, you hear all these people behind the scenes, and they'll tell you, oh, we're opening this church and that church, and we're opening up all kinds of TV stations. But let me tell you one thing. Jesus never had a TV station. Amen?
Amen.
Well, he does today. Well, if you're learning false doctrine, that doesn't belong to Jesus. Well, I've got... we have hundreds of thousands, actually, of letters that have come in and testimonies. And we have you got one today for us?
Yes.
Or how many have you got? Two?
Two.
I don't know if I have time for all because I'm just getting into gear here. Go ahead.
From Newport News, Virginia, a born-again Christian lady called saying she found a Brace Yourselves tract in her room at the Sheraton Hotel in Los Angeles when she was visiting there a few days ago.
Brace yourselves. Okay, that means get ready for the onslaught. Get ready for what the Lord is going to do to the world for being demonic. Okay, then what?
She really loved it and wanted to know how she could hear the radio broadcasts. Since there aren't any in her area, she is going to have her daughter go on the internet and listen to them.
Well, I was told that we're there in that area. That if we're not, then let's get a radio station that's out there. I mean, we're all over the world. Okay, then what?
She would also like an assortment of Pastor Lamo's literature and some past messages on CD. She also would like everything sent to her daughter.
Let's do it. Okay, you have another one?
Yes.
Okay.
From Ghana, Africa. Okay. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, Nation's Pastor, my beloved and almighty God-given pastor, mercy, grace, and peace from the Lord Jesus Christ be upon you and your ministry. Through the help of the Creator, all the materials requested have been received from you with great joy. As a matter of fact, the entire congregation were jubilating and praising the Lord with songs and dancing around the church house when I was distributing the newsletters to them.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Souls were won. Even one member was discharged from police custody when we paid him a visit after church at the police station, giving them the newsletters. Through that, many unsaved souls want more materials as well as our members. Now our church has been given to you. There are three branches, and we have changed the name of one branch to Tony Alamo Christian Temple. The church is situated 10 miles away from Sunyani Brongahafo. One branch also has been renamed Tony Alamo Christian Church, which has about 50 active members. Also, another one at Kumasi is renamed Tony Alamo Christian Ministry. All three branches of our church have been given to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Simply because your vision is the true plan of salvation. We have now decided to have a Tony Alamo Christian Library Center for studies in our village so that more souls will come there to study the Word of God. Please, World Pastor, I have seen that through your ministry and the Holy Spirit's guidance, all the nations will be reached with the message of salvation. As an evangelist, I need tools and more of your materials for God's work. So try to answer these needs for evangelism to go out where the sinners are. We need more copies of Holy Bibles, about 40 copies, more copies of the Messiah book, about 30 copies, a small portable amplifier or for effective evangelism, or even a megaphone is needed badly. In Africa, tools and materials for evangelism are difficult to afford because society hates the truth, as you have experienced in your country, like when you were in prison. I read the newsletter when you were in prison, and I learned that God is faithful to his servants. I end here with greetings to you and all your ministries for the good work that you are doing. I hope with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ you will soon send me the evangelism materials for the saving of unreached souls. Hoping to hear from you soon, may the mighty hands of God strengthen the vision of Pastor Tony Alamo as he has allowed himself to be used by the Creator. Amen. Looking forward to hearing from Nation's Pastor Tony Alamo soon. Amen. Yours in Christ, Evangelist Corang from Sunyani, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. If God is using you for his suit, amen, then we know that this will be that you'll be one of the higher powers if God appoints you to be a pastor or a preacher, a teacher, evangelist, or a prophet. And Romans 13, 1 through 7 says, let every soul on earth be subject to the higher powers. The higher power is not what seems to be made by man, these huge temples and all this resounding music that they have and the millions of people that love to pray to Mary rather than unto Father in Christ Jesus. This is idolatry. For there is no power but of God, and it doesn't always look like power. As a matter of fact, we look like the weakest and the meekest people on the face of this earth. The scourge of the earth, the Apostle Paul said. Amen?
Amen.
Despised, the cross is despised. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be in this world are ordained of God. Not these synthetic powers, these false powers. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, and other those of us that are born again of the Spirit and that we're working, we're letting God live in us and through us, whoever resists the ordinances of God, the things that I've been telling you about, and they that resist shall receive the to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works. But so that shows that the one world government and cult is not a ruler, because they are a terror to good works. Amen?
Amen.
But to evil works they're not. So let me repeat that. Verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but were a terror to the evil works. What does he mean, a terror? Because Satan is terrorized by the word of God. That's why he takes it out of schools. And that's why they put me in prison, because I unveil their evil works by the word of God. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Verse 4, for he is the minister, the power of this world, of Christ's dominion here on earth. He's taken it back now. The kingdom of heaven is here on earth now. It's invisible, but soon we're going to see the visible kingdom when he comes back to earth again. Every eye shall see him. Amen?
Amen.
He's coming in clouds, so you know not to look at these phonies and say they're Christ, or that the kingdom of heaven is here and it's there, it's over in Rome or some other place. Don't listen to him. For he, the person that is the real ruler of the Lord, is the minister of God toward the good things, for to have your soul saved. Amen?
Amen.
But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he, the power, the one that has the authority of God here on earth, he doesn't bear the sword, the word of God, in vain. He's going to come against you with the word of God. For he is the minister of God. Is the Vatican or the world government ministering the word of God?
No.
No, the exact opposite. The minister of God is the power on earth, the power of God here on earth, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, ye must be subject, you must needfully be subject, not only for wrath, because these people are going to rebuke and reprove you, but also for conscience sake. Because if you don't have a good conscience, you have a guilty conscience, you're going to not go to heaven. for this cause, give tithes and offerings. For this cause, give tribute. That means, send money in here. Okay? For they are God's, not the one world government's ministers or the Vatican's ministers, but they're God's ministers. We're not Satan's ministers. Attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. In other words, send finances in here so we can get the job done. And custom to whom custom. For to whom fear to whom fear. And honor to whom honor. And the Lord tells you to fear the ministers of the gospel, not the world government. Obey them that have the rule over you. This is Romans, or Hebrews rather, 13:17. And submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account. I must give account for everything that I say and do, and you do too. That they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you if it's by grief. And now we have to attend to ending the service now. So for those of you that want to break away from the world system, say this prayer if you want salvation. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, Lord Jesus, and ask you to come in. Wash all my former filthy sins away in your precious blood. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, share and tell them, just praise and thank the Lord now, and share and tell them four ways that they can receive a copy of this message. Please ask for message number 409.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo telling you, come on, tune in again tomorrow. That you can receive another strong, powerful message from the Lord. And until then, walk with God. Walk with the Lord. And here I am with the Joe Leahy arrangement with our 150-piece voices and orchestra singing, I'll Walk with God. Make sure you do.
His helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim, there is no fear when I'm near to him. I leave. My faith is strong. One. then he'll hear the word that I say.